Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa ready for digital driving licenses. So the question is South Africa ready for digital driving licenses and vehicle license disc? It's a fascinating conversation. We know that there's been printer issues, of course, and which means that there is a delay. It is a real pain to have to renew it every 5 years. Well, we wanted to ask Eugene Herbert. He's the CEO of Master Drive South Africa. Is South Africa ready for this? And what can we anticipate along this journey? A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Hi, Howard. Welcome to you and everybody else.
Thank you. So are we ready? Are we there yet, as they like to say, along these long drives?
I would maybe just put it in this context, and that'll obviously help. I'm not against all the things that we propose. But if you have a look at some of the systems where biometric things are needed in order for identification, et cetera, Department of Home Affairs, you've got SASSA, et cetera, their record hasn't exactly been stellar.
No.
Now, if there's any area that could possibly be further ripe for misuse, it would be in the issue of driver's licenses. And we know, I must just share this with you. I was in the United States, and I had forgotten to get my AA, license to go and
license.
Drive there. So we were doing some work on a military base there, and I showed them my license, and they burst out laughing, and they said, "Is this a license?" So, yeah, certainly.
That's embarrassing.
Better than that.
Why? What makes ours so old-fashioned or quaint, maybe?
Well, I think we probably had the best of that, or other parts of the world. First world countries had they were doing that for school identities rather than use it as driver's licenses.
Oh, gosh.
But getting back to the point, just have a look at some of the challenges that we have today about use of technology. I would have imagined in an ideal world, with the introduction of auto, wouldn't it have been a great opportunity to also introduce licenses? Because that system has been in the offing for 20, 21 years or something. So it's an indication that I think there's not very much thought given to how we should be doing things. Admittedly, with our new MEC for Transport, Barbara Creasy, there seems to be a lot more uniformity and optimism. So while on the one hand, I'm saying to you, we're not ready for it, but we would like very much to be able to adapt something such as that, because I think it would address some of the iniquities in the system.
So what would make us ready? What would we need to get right before we move to digital?
Okay, there's multiple things, but I think if we were convinced that the system or the company that was appointed to do it was fit, able, and it was appointed without corruption. And we see what's happening out there. Companies appointed and then finally down the line, there's some investigation that's done. So whilst the research could be done, I would like to believe that if a company were appointed, it would be one that was not there because of somebody feathering their own nest.
Right.
And I think the bottom line for most South Africans would be, let's make sure whoever does it is able to do it and it's not appointed on a corrupt basis.
Right. Are there other countries in the world where they have digital driver's licenses?
Yes, they are. And in fact, if you start thinking about, I think Singapore is one of them. But these are really pretty much first world plus countries where they've got security of data. And you know, with Poppy for South Africans, people are worried that their data is going to be corrupted. Even some of the well-known organizations and institutions, hackers, et cetera, are able to find out information. So there's a lot of concern, and maybe not from you and I, who can be very pragmatic and say we recognize the need to be able to be there. But what about the millions of South Africans who are not really up to speed with how things work? Is it going to be seen as something that is detrimental to them? And I've seen it in various African countries, the resistance, for example, to taking a photograph of a person several years back was of the opinion that you were going to capture their soul or their spirit or something like that. So there's a lot of naivety, misinformation and the like. And if we go ahead, as I imagine we are going to, there's got to be a communication process. There's got to be cooperation between the various government departments, and not have the drivers in a situation where they are now with Arto, for example. It's 1st of December. It's been implemented. Many people are blissfully unaware of what the consequences are if the license as we now have it has got demerit points attached to it.
Mm. So is there, what is likely to be the approach? Because we have the situation where we've got this printing problem, a backlog, at the same time there are other options. How do you see this playing out in the next couple of years for South Africans?
Well, I think that if we look at best practice at an international level, we've got, let's call it the model that can work, and maybe with the fine variations. So if we've got that, the next step, I imagine, would be to determine who can do that. Not this plastic printing company who, when their machine breaks down, you know, everything stops and drivers are at risk for being pulled over and given fines. So the research into who is going to do it, because they are out there. We also need to avoid the fact that we've got to make sure that there's local involvement. And if the best practice for us to be able to have the system that is ideal, that works in a utopian way, is to source it from abroad, reputable companies, then we must be prepared to do it. And I would like to see oversight from the minister himself in order to ensure that it's a fair and unbiased appointment of an organization.
Which should be stating the obvious, but unfortunately, given our experience, that is hardly a possibility. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive at Master Drive, talking to us about a digital licenses.